This informative podcast is brought to you by the Health Ranger Store. Visit healthrangerstore.com/science for a selection of science-backed, laboratory-tested superfoods and nutritional products. Thank you for your support.
Mike Adams.
President Trump, if you think the drug companies are going to line up and beg you to make sure that they make less money, you're kidding yourself.
The Health Ranger Report.
Any talk about healthcare reform that doesn't sock it to the drug companies is a total joke.
It's time for the Health Ranger Report.
The Health Ranger Report.
And now from naturalnews.com, here's Mike Adams.
The healthcare system is, of course, a hotly debated topic. I'm going to say something quite surprising to many of you, especially if you've followed my work for many years. I'll make a prediction and perhaps even a suggestion, but let's start with the prediction side. We're going to end up with a single-payer system in less than 4 years. That's right. We're going to have a government-run, socialized healthcare system. I can't even call it healthcare. It's more like sick care, you know, chemical medicine and surgery. But it's going to be run by the government. We're going to end up there very, very soon. Now, why? Why is that going to happen? Is it good? Is it bad? How does this impact you? Here's the thing. Because of the ACA, the Affordable Care Act passed under Obama, most of the left-leaning members of the country have become convinced that healthcare is a right, that healthcare must be paid by the government. And that anyone who attempts to take it away in any way whatsoever, and by take it away, I mean get the government out of the business of healthcare, they are accused of killing people. They are accused of being cruel. They are accused of murdering children. They're accused of everything imaginable. No one dares ask the question, should the government be running the healthcare system in the first place? All they know now is that healthcare is an entitlement, and that no one should have to pay for being sick ever, which is a shocking thing because almost the entire country refuses to take responsibility for their own health outcome. You know, we have all this talk about who should pay for disease, but there's no talk about shouldn't adults take care of their health and prevent cancer by eating right or doing a little bit of exercise or doing some common sense prevention type of strategies and habits? Don't we have an obligation to take care of our health? The answer is, you know, in the population, no, that people can just eat donuts all day and drink Diet Coke and get cancer, and then everybody else has to pay for it because that's government-run healthcare. That's the conversation today. That has become the status quo of the healthcare system, that disease is not your fault, and everyone else should pay for your disease. If you're obese, if you're diabetic, if you have cancer, it's not your fault, we're told. Well, actually, most of your healthcare outcome is based on things you can control. Not all of it. I understand there are accidents. I understand there are wild events. Someone could be struck by lightning. Someone can have a stroke that's a rare occurrence, but it can happen to them. I get that. There is a place for insurance, but for the most part, we're told that disease is a matter of luck, not cause and effect. And that's a weird kind of medical voodoo. How can disease be a matter of luck if you are sitting on the couch all day and eating donuts and not taking care of your nutrition and you're vitamin D deficient and then you become diabetic? That's not luck. That's called a sedentary lifestyle with nutrient deficiencies, lack of exercise, and so on. It's not luck. It's cause and effect. Yet that discussion is not even allowed in this entire debate about healthcare. So we're ending up with this status quo where everybody believes that the government should pay for their disease. That's really what it has become. Government should pay for your disease. And because the pressures for this are so strong, and because the outcry against any kind of reform of Obamacare is so strong, I believe we're going to end up in a single-payer system before very long. Now, what does that mean for you? Well, single-payer systems, and by single-payer, I mean government-run, socialized medicine, single-payer systems are notoriously bad at delivering services There are usually long, long wait times. There are lots of restrictions. Yeah, the pre-existing conditions no longer matter, but normally you have to wait in line a long time to have a hip replacement or a knee replacement or to get a diagnosis or all kinds of things. So socialized medicine has a huge downside, which is poor quality care. Imagine the VA system for everybody. You know, the Veterans Administration healthcare system, it's a nightmare. Ask any veteran who's been to a VA hospital. It's the worst quality care. It's like third world medicine. It really is third world medicine. It's unreal. I've been in VA hospitals. I saw them doing like a tracheotomy procedure on a veteran in a closet. I saw that firsthand. It was many years ago when I was in college, actually. And I went to a VA hospital, was installing some computer systems there. They were like, cut this guy's throat out in a closet. I couldn't believe it. And it's gotten worse since then. You've seen the cover-ups. You've seen the news. Imagine VA healthcare systems for everybody. That's what you're going to get in a single-payer system. And then the only question is, will there be a parallel private system of insurance available to people who can afford it? And the answer is probably yes. What we will probably end up with, and this is my prediction now, you know, 4 years, could be six, but we will end up with a single payer system with a private insurance option. So people who can afford the private insurance can buy those policies and they can, you know, get really far better healthcare among doctors and clinics that will accept that private insurance, whereas the vast majority of the people can't afford that, and they will end up in the government-run socialized healthcare system, which is horrific care, you know, VA, again, third world kind of care. That's what we're going to end up with. And then the complaint will be, well, there's two systems now. There's one for the rich and one for the poor. Yeah. That's exactly how it's going to end up, and that's what everybody is begging for. If you want a government-run system that accepts all pre-existing conditions and has no responsibility placed on the patient for taking care of their own health, you're going to get a third-world level of bad-quality healthcare run by an incompetent government that can't run anything with efficiency or cost-effectiveness or compassion. That's what you're going to get. And then you're going to get, at the same time, probably this private, you know, insurance for the rich is what it will be called. That does exclude perhaps some pre-existing conditions. Now, you might ask, what are my thoughts on, is this a good thing? Is this a bad thing? Believe it or not, I think it's inevitable. I think that I'm against any kind of government collusion with the pharmaceutical industry because these monopolistic payouts to the drug cartels are a very bad practice, and the government censors the truth about natural remedies and herbs and natural medicine, holistic medicine, and all of that. And believe me, they won't cover the healing arts. They won't cover Chinese medicine, chiropractic care, herbalists, all these other healing arts practitioners. They won't cover any of that. And so I would oppose any system that doesn't cover the healing arts and that doesn't teach real prevention, you know, nutrition, sunlight, you know, basic things to prevent cancer. So I would oppose any such system, but I do admit that it's probably inevitable we're going to end up with a single-payer system, which means, by the way, that nothing really changes until our government goes totally bankrupt, collapses financially, and we have a totally different system that comes in its place. So don't expect major changes in healthcare until our current bankrupt, pharmaceutical-controlled, corrupt system ends up collapsing, after which we need to make sure we all fight for a society that respects health freedom, medical choice, natural medicine, and the holistic healing arts. And that's the best that I can tell you right now. We can't save this system. We can't prevent it from collapsing. We can't make it work because the drug companies have their tentacles into every aspect of it. All we can really do is get ready for supporting the next reorganization of society following the financial collapse of this one, where we stand up and demand medical choice, medical freedom, holistic medicine, preventive care based on nutrition and other things like that. So take care of your health in the meantime, because believe me, the government will not take care of your health for you. It's your job to stay healthy. It's your job to have longevity. It's your job to keep your brain working efficiently so that you can have a voice and you can contribute to a better society rooted in more medical freedom, rooted in more real compassion, rooted in more natural medicine, more prevention for the future of human life on our planet. That's what I believe, and that's what I think you believe in as well. Thank you for listening. This is Mike Adams, the Health Ranger, for HealthRangerReport.com.
Learn more at HealthRangerReport.com.
When it comes to real science behind nutritional supplements and personal care products, even superfoods and nutrients, nobody pays as much attention to what's in your products as we do at HealthRangerStore.com. We have an in-house laboratory, ISO accredited. We do mass spec testing for heavy metals, herbicides like glyphosate, bacteria, microbiology testing, including E. coli and salmonella, yeast and mold, and others. We do extensive testing, and we reject 80% of the raw materials lots that we test. And we only use the top 20% that pass our stringent requirements for ultra clean food, supplements, personal care products, and green living home products like eco-friendly laundry detergent, body soaps, dishwasher detergent, things for your home, things for your body, things that are good for the environment and good for you, and that we can verify through our science. Because our position is we don't trust any supplier of raw materials. We've been in this industry for long enough to know that there's all kinds of organic fraud, counterfeit certifications, fake claims, and just a lack of basic testing out there. Heavy metals inundate the supply of superfoods, and even organics often will contain glyphosate and other toxic herbicides and pesticides. That's why we do this testing. We've learned not to trust any source in the industry, and that it takes determined, consistent testing to produce clean products. And that's why people shop with us. That's why we have over 100,000 customers at HealthRangerStore.com who have come to trust us, to trust our lab testing, to know that we provide the world's cleanest foods, supplements, and superfoods using today's best science, the best, the most expensive scientific instruments in the world, triple quad mass spectrometry, ICP-MS for heavy metals analysis. We also have single quad mass specs and other instruments, time of flight, tandem mass spec time of flight instrument, and other things. To get our lab tested products, just go to healthrangerstore.com/science. That's healthrangerstore.com/science. There you'll find hundreds of products that have been laboratory tested, verified for your safety and efficacy and product honesty. Again, that URL, type it into your browser, is healthrangerstore.com/science. We do extensive testing like no one. No one does this, and especially not Amazon, where they sell products that are loaded with toxic lead and high levels of aluminum that are off the charts that you can't even believe. I mean, if you want to eat lead and aluminum, buy supplements from Amazon. But if you want good science-backed clean food and clean supplements, you get that from healthrangerstore.com. That's what people have come to know us for providing, and that's why people keep coming back to us. We are dedicated to this testing, and we continue to make investments in our laboratory facilities to bring you the cleanest, most verified nutritional products in the world. No one else does what we do. No one. We are leading the world in clean food, and you can take advantage of that right now at healthrangerstore.com. I'm Mike Adams, the Health Ranger. I thank you for your support. There's much more to come. The more you support us, the more we can produce content to help educate the world and uplift people through natural solutions based on nutrition and superfoods, disease prevention, cognitive enhancement, anti-aging technology, and much more. Thank you for your support.